following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Hurt. It's time, folks. Don't wait another moment to order your roses for Valentine's. You need to go to 1-800-Flowers.com today. Okay, don't wait. It'll be too late. Don't settle for less either. Wow her this year. 1-800-Flowers.com delivers the highest quality roses at the best value. Always backed by their 100% smile guarantee. I use them regularly. I think I'm up to about 2 to 3 times a month. Believe me, the payoff is sensational. Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com. Special limited time offer for my listeners. You order 18 beautiful Valentine roses. $29.99, that's it. $10 more, upgrade the 24 roses and a box of chocolates. It's a great offer from 1-800-Flowers.com, but it ends Wednesday at midnight, okay? You need to order today. Don't be a knucklehead. Get on it now for this and other incredible Valentine offers. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, look on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you can call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. But it's time. Don't wait. 1-800-Flowers.com today.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top 5 in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We're having a show today?
Let's do it.
Football's over.
Yeah, life must go on, Douglas.
Why are we here? I say that most of the time. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Plenty to talk about after all the basketball that was played on a Monday night, an unusual time, but with all the storms, a lot was played last night. And we're going to talk a little basketball with Matt Drew, the head coach at Giltner. They're unbeaten, and by getting in the Heartland Hoops Classic, they will play 3 games in 3 days this week, and we will talk to him. They've had a couple of close calls, but the defending state champions, 19-0, he'll join us. Then at the bottom of the hour, Tom McCann, Kearney High wrestling coach. A lot to talk about with Coach McCann. He is stepping aside, and I think maybe that's the way to put it, because I don't think he's done, and he's definitely not retiring, but he is going to be stepping away with wrestling. And they will be hosting districts as well. Well, you broke it. Districts will be hosting those this weekend, state next weekend, plus his retirement, plus they're the conference champions yet again. So all that is
coming
up on the
show today. When's the last time they weren't?
They've won 9 in a row.
9 in a row, yeah.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Love to have you on the program today. You can email any of your questions for our guests, for us, or to bring up a new topic to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
A lot of high school basketball went on yesterday, Doug. I know you had championship games on the radio.
But let's talk about what you did.
Well, I went up and watched Omaha Central, the number one team in the state, play Kearney High. If somebody's going to step up and beat them, I'll answer the question for Coach Steinbrick, who's better, Norfolk or Central? Omaha Central by about 20 points, I would say.
How close was my prediction from last week?
Defensive. Huh? You know what?
Was it close?
Bobby Knight starts off on ESPN this morning by saying, you know, most great basketball starts with great defense. And poor Damian Austin, the sophomore guard from Kearney, learned that the hard way early on last night. Basically just took the ball from him and went the other direction. They're so deep. They're so athletic. They run in about 9 kids, 10 kids. 11, they played them all last night, of course. But they bomb it from the outside. When they want it, they go inside. That's an awfully talented high school basketball team. And I don't know, you know, Stu would maybe answer, you know, as far as great ones of all time in Nebraska high school, this one will be. And they're all juniors.
Well, they got to win it first.
And they're all juniors.
Yeah.
I mean, this team, and they're juniors and sophomores. The sophomore kid came down the lane and dunked one in the fourth quarter last night. He got a 4 minutes action and had 6 points and two dunks or something.
How was the atmosphere?
You know what? I think the early start time probably hurt the I mean, you could find a seat in there. I mean, it wasn't packed by any means, but and the rowdies didn't really have anything to get really rowdy for, so it was I mean,
yeah, it was 20-6 after the first quarter, so it was never close.
I mean, there was a lot of oohs and ahs when Central made plays. I mean, that you know, but very, very talented.
You can get yourself when that happens, and you're the other team, and in this case, Kearney, you can get yourself, you can catch yourself standing around watching instead.
Yeah, so the whole Grand Island team was over watching it, so good to see them. They play Kearney next week, so I think you know just the athleticism from. Every position on the floor was really incredible.
We remind you that the Heartland Hoops Classic is Saturday, and we will have the majority of the games here on ESPN Radio. The first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 5. The first five will be here on ESPN. The last three will be on Classic Hits. Nighttime signal, make sure everybody can pick it up. So it starts with Overton-Giltner. We'll be at 9 a.m. in Overton. Loomis has their number. Overton has three losses this year. Two of them are to Loomis. St. Cecilia will play Northwest. Pierce will play Adams Central. Norfolk Catholic will play Sutton. Sutton had to go overtime to win by one last night to win the Southern Nebraska Conference Championship. Grand Island Central Catholic will play Donovan Trumbull. That's the 4 o'clock game. Then we'll switch over to Classic Hits at 5:45. Minden and Gretna, followed by South Sioux and Grand Island and SEM and Heartland Lutheran. And Daddy, I believe with the way the year has played out, I think your 9 a.m. game between Overton and Giltner, Olmsted and Ott, I think that's the best first game they've ever had at the Heartland Hoops Classic, probably by far. Now, with Overton losing last night, that took maybe takes a little of the luster off of this basketball game, and Loomis is a good ball club, but Overton won't be on that roll going in, para-conference champions. But I think, without a doubt, I think the best game of those eight will be Minden-Gretna. Boys Town's number one in C1, and they would probably be number one in B if they were playing. Is a bad draw for Minden, as far and probably all the other C1 teams. It will take a very big upset to beat Boys Town. But, hey, to be capable, Minden's only loss is to Ravenna, and then Ravenna beat Gretna. I think that's going to be the probably on paper that's the best matchup at 5:45.
Well, 5:45, and then you carry that in and get to see Mike Gazelle play.
I'm talking matchup. I'm not talking athletes. I'm talking the best game.
Gretna. 5-on-5, I think you're probably right. Most competitive should be 5-on-5. I think you're right.
And the best player there will probably be in South Sioux City's Mike Gazelle, obviously, which is in the next game against Grand Island Senior High. So,
I think that's it's a great lineup. It's a great if you want to go see a lot of area teams as they get ready for the state tournament. I think playing 9 o'clock in the morning, some of those teams are going to have to play that. They're going to have to play 3 games in 3 days. We'll ask Coach Ott about that. This is basically state tournament. Yeah, him too. But, 3 games in 3 days, you don't do that any other time throughout the year.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, kind of changing gears here a little bit. We talked about the Hall of Fame yesterday. John says, what a joke. Will Shields not elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility? A travesty.
Once again, how does it change next year?
I know.
How do you become more eligible?
John Clayton, ESPN's John Clayton, who is on the committee, basically said what I said about Bill Parcells, only you can't say it because Parcells works for ESPN. He's an ass. That's why he didn't get in this year. Not Will Shields, Bill Parcells. So we'll wait a year or two. And then he goes off. He definitely this and this. Oh, he definitely belongs. He'll blah, blah, blah. But some members of the committee may not like that he retired and came back and retired and came back, and he had two or three other lame excuses. But and he did say that he's rubbed some people the wrong way. So, but Will Shields,
longevity alone.
Curtis Martin gets in. Will Shields probably should have got in for what they did for the position. I don't know. Will get in.
Curtis Martin put up so many yards. People don't realize that.
Fourth most in NFL history.
I mean, that's automatic. Isn't it?
Well, see, here's where you run into your how good they are. How many rings does he have?
Well, he doesn't have
any. Eli has two. Is he an Hall of Famer? And then you look over here. People have different. That's why you have a lot of voters, because people have different ideas in their head what a Hall of Famer is.
If you're in the top five as a receiver, as a rusher, as a passer, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Chris Carter.
I'm that's exactly right, Doug. Boom, you're in.
He's not.
I understand that, but what are people waiting for? What do you got to do?
Well, Chris Carter's screwed. It's been more than a couple of years for him.
You know, it's not like Curtis Martin. You know, they named the line the pipeline or the, you know, it wasn't the, you know, something that stands out. They had four Hall of Famers block him for the guy. You know, he did it on bad teams a lot of the time.
He did play on some bad teams. There's no doubt about it. How does it help? One other question before we go into a break here. Since the loss to Minnesota, now everybody, Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, Robin Washut of Husker Online. Now, let me. Steve Sipple is writing a basketball column about Doc Sadler. Okay, you don't think of Sip's an editorialist on this one, but you don't think of Sip as the basketball writer because he's not. He may go help out, and he was at the press conference, the post-game press conference, with Doc on Sunday. But now everybody's writing about, should Doc go? Is it time for Doc to go? Is he painting himself into a corner? Every bit of it negative. Every bit of it. There is everything. Well, they have a ton of injuries. A ton. But how is this helping anything? You know what? If you want to write an article that says fire Doc Sadler, then write the damn article. Otherwise, what good is that? You're wasting my paper. You're wasting my print. You're wasting my computer screen. What good is that?
You think he should be fired?
No. But that's me. I mean, that's you know me. I've been on that side of a lot of times. Again, here's what I say again, and I've said it many times with various coaches and in all ranks. If Nebraska is going to get rid of Doc Sadler at the end of this year, then I want the head coach named the next day, because I don't want some damn search and finding the best guy. You think Doc Sadler fits at Nebraska, okay? And I realize that Nebraska is not winning games and going to the NCAA tournament and barely getting into the NIT. I get that, okay? I get that. But you better find me somebody better than Doc Sadler that fits into this. Barry Collier didn't. That was a bigger waste than what Doc Sadler is trying to accomplish here. You're going into that new arena. You're not going to make a splash hire. There is no... I'll guarantee you the next Nebraska basketball coach, if it's next year, you will not have heard of.
Well, but Douglas, on the other people coming back at you on this argument, they're saying...
Well, do you think he should be fired? Well, let's start there. Let's start there, because I want to know if it's other people or if it's you.
I think he's putting Tom Osborne in a bad, bad position.
Well, and I think it's going to be hard for him to win many more games this season, which makes it even worse.
That's anyway, right.
Okay, so the other side of the argument is...
The other side of the argument I think people are putting at you is every year it seems to be reoccurring, this mess. Every year it's the same thing. Every year we're young, every year we're hurt.
Well, one of the reasons we're young is because we're hurt. He's not taking a hammer out there and beating on Jorge Brian Diaz's feet and making them painful. He's not the reason Andre Almeida is fat and can't play.
No.
He's not the reason Robert Sally couldn't get into school. I mean, it's about as bad a bad luck run outside of my wagering that anyone could possibly have.
I just think that, you know, when you're losing games like you did Sunday, which there's no excuse for, which athletically you think you're close to matching up with that team.
Now, what do you mean there's no excuse? Nebraska was 11-10, Minnesota was 16-7, and we had no height in the middle, and that was exploited in the game. And we had no height in the middle because the two guys that should have been in the game at the beginning of the year weren't available.
But you don't have much. Do you have much? And Bo Spencer's gone next year. Richardson's gone next year.
All of them are gone.
I mean, yeah, that's what I mean. So then you're starting totally over. Do you start totally over with Doc, or do you start totally over with a new coach?
Well, that is the only – that not the only, but that is the number one reason why you would go in a new direction. But then you're already putting somebody behind an eight ball on recruiting. Who's Nebraska got coming in? You think about football. You're talking about the kids that are coming in for next year while you're playing. Who's Nebraska got coming in?
You've lost the two kids from South Sioux that you think are wonderful players, that everybody's after. Gazelle, for one. the big guy as well. You get the facilities. Iowa's facilities are terrible. Iowa's facilities are next to Drake's.
Well, I don't know how you didn't get a license. I don't know how you didn't get Gasell. I don't know. And we'll never know unless they graduate and the kids tell you after they graduate. Because even Doc's not going to tell you why they didn't get those guys to come to Nebraska. And even if they did do, if you had Jesse Carr, Wes Eichmeyer, Elliott Eliasson on the team right now, would they be better?
That, you know, that's what our friend Andy always tells us from...
Yeah, Andy Markowski, you know,
Andy Markowski says...
Compare him to Teron Liu.
Compare him to Cookie Belcher.
Yeah.
He says Cookie Belcher was a nice player. Everybody would say nice.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say, boy, he was on the verge of making the NBA. He was a good, solid Big 12 player. Compare him there. And you go, wow. No. I mean, you start checking the no box on almost every one of these guys that gets away from Nebraska. Now, I'm not sure Gasell, you don't know that yet.
Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show because we've got a couple of interviews coming up. Matt Drew, he knows about winning. They won it all last year. They're unbeaten this year from Giltner. Then Tom McCann, Kearney wrestling coach, to start the second half of the show. We'll take a break here from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth and be back with more after this.
Mike and Mike here in Golic. It's such a thrill to watch how many people are just starting P90X now in this new year and remembering what it was like when we first got started. I recall after that first week when I really started feeling the improvement, how exhilarating it was for us both.
Since starting P90X, I'm over 30 pounds lighter, stronger than I've been since my playing days, and I have incredible energy, and my doctor is amazed at the improvements he's seen in my overall health. It literally feels like I've turned back the clock 20 years. Now, it isn't easy, but boy, I tell you, it delivers results.
Regardless of why you need to get in better shape, for example, me, I wanted to get bigger for the first time in my life. It worked. It worked for me, and it'll work for you. P90X comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you're looking for an excuse not to try it, you don't have one. Do the entire program, the full 90 days. And if it's not what you want it to be, they're going to give you your money back. But that's only through us at 800-333-9595. That's 800-333-9595 or online espnradio.com/Mike. Again, that's 800-333-9595 or espnradio.com/Mike for P90X.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
For generations, Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. Both locations now offer paved stone segmental pavers to beautify your driveway, patio, sitting area, or unique landscaping project. Call on our professional staff for design help. Take advantage of our years of combined experience at no extra cost to you. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
More great basketball action comes your way Tuesday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On 1230 AM KHAS, the Battle of Hastings as Adams Central welcomes in St. Cecilia. Girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic welcomes in Centura at 6:15 and 8. The girls, a rematch of last night's conference championship game. St. Cecilia, Adams Central, 1230 KHAS, Centura, Kearney Catholic, Classic Hits 98.9 tonight.
As cloudy conditions continue through the day today, we'll see some flurries and snow showers around the area as well as temperatures hold steady in the 20s and north winds stay gusty at 12 to 25. Tonight, temperatures fall to 6 above. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 25.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Chicken Coop, folks. Monday night, it is wing at night. Tuesday night, it is wing basket night. The difference is the bones are in the wings tonight when you get a special on them. For just $5, you get a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen of their great wing flavors in Grand Island and Kearney. Get them with a little zing. Maybe get them hot. Get them sweet. only $5 at the Chicken Coop. Why don't you swing by for lunch today? You can enjoy everything that's going on in the world of sports on all of their HD TVs. No matter where you're sitting, you always get great service, great food and drink specials, lunch every day. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience, only at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, Grand Island. Tonight, it is Wing Basket Night. $5, that's nothing, for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. So good at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Kevin, with a short email, do not fire Doc.
Okay, I think Doc's got plenty of support out there, but losing these games, just making it tough on everybody else. It's trying to turn the thing around.
Can you believe that we're a month away from the state basketball tournament?
No.
Can you celebrate the 11-month anniversary on a day like this?
I think you can.
Okay.
1.6 seconds to play. Gilbert will inbound the ball down here in the corner. Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship!
And
holy smokes!
Hornets winning the basketball game last year to win the state tournament. Ethan Kreitz with that three-pointer, and they still love it, but I'll tell you what, it hasn't slowed them down. They are right back on track this year, a perfect 19-0.
But Matt Drew did a backhand spring and a cartwheel in the Chicken Coop when he got back, I heard. Is that true, Coach?
Not quite. I might have went to the Chicken Coop, but I can't do a handspring anymore.
Well, Matt, are you even a little bit surprised at the success you have had this year coming off that state championship last year?
Oh, you know, we were a pretty confident group coming in, but to go undefeated, you know, that's a tough goal. You know, some nights you can't put the ball in the basket and you just have to play defense. Sometimes your defense lets you down and you have to hit some shots, so. You know, it's hard to go undefeated, and I think there's probably only four or five teams that stayed undefeated, so it shows how hard it is.
Matt, it helps when you get players like Drew Ott back, though.
Yeah, I mean, with Drew and Ethan and Trevor Poppin, you know, it's a great group of seniors. Those guys all scored points in the state track meet, and they all have played for us the last 4 years. So we got great athletes, and they worked extremely hard in the summer and the fall to get better for basketball and football.
Where are you better at this year, Coach?
I think we're a better shooting team. You know, three-point shots, you know, you're a little bit more confident. Ethan's really shot the ball well. Dustin Hastings has shot the ball well. We had a little a kid, Kyle Hawthorne, that didn't come out last year, that come out this year and hit some big shots for us in games that we need. So, you know, I think we're a more confident group on offense than we have been in the past, and we still can play pretty good defense.
Coach, you come off of winning a state title like that. I think, you know, complacency can set in on a lot of times. How did you make sure that didn't happen with this group?
Well, you know, the group, the goal is perfection, play great every night. We got some help, you know. Their real goal, these guys have worked. We have another senior, Logan Rath. Their goal was to win a state football championship, and that didn't happen. So that's been extra motivation for all of us. You know, we were all part. I was on the football staff as well, and Powell's has dropped down to D2, so it's pretty easy to motivate him for that.
We're talking with the head boys basketball coach at Giltner and Matt Drew as they get ready for a pretty busy week. You don't have any home games left, and you've got some pretty good competition still. Up to this point, how is the competition compared to last year? Bruning Davenport still pretty good. Kennesaw, a decent basketball team. But would you say it's the same, down a little bit, or you've been challenged just as much as you were last year?
Well, I think we were challenged more last year, mostly just because we couldn't score. You know, a lot of games we'd have to win 40-30 or something like that. So that really helped us prepare for those close games. Or this year we're a little bit more explosive and had a few more blowouts, but the competition's still there. So our offenses maybe allowed us to be a little bit lazier than what we need to be, but it's nice to know you can score the ball.
Was that immediately attacked last year after the state finals? You said, "Hey guys, we got to get in the gym. We got to shoot the thing better."
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Ethan works extremely hard on his shot. We've had some juniors that have just gained confidence with their shot, and you know, they're not supposed to shoot the ball too much. I mean, Drew's still inside, so that's really where we wanted to go with the ball first. But we've been able to run a little bit more, not take so many jump shots, and we've really pushed the ball a little bit harder than last year as well.
I want to ask you before we get into the districts in the state where it might change the perspective of some folks a little bit. Drew's been Well, he's going to Iowa to play football. He's the Gatorade Player of the Year. How has he changed at all? How has he worked through maybe a little stardom that he didn't have? I mean, we knew about him, and Central Nebraska knew about him, and the teams that played him knew about him, but now everybody in the state knows about him. Has it changed him at all, maturity-wise or any other way?
Oh, no, I'd say he's still pretty immature. But he likes to have a lot of fun. He's here in class, so he's doing a good job being quiet right now. So he's not too confident trying to take the phone away from me. So, no, he's a great guy. You know, we have to talk about little things with him and, you know, watch yourself on film. When we say you're being lazy, we're not making it up. And he sees those things. And, you know, there's a reason he's got all these accolades, because he's an extremely hard worker, and he continues to work to get better at basketball.
Matt Drew joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, talk about this upcoming week. Very, very busy, Doug mentioned. But 3 games in 3 days now. You can say it's like the state tournament because you're playing the 96 minutes of basketball, but the teams you're facing, at least the first two, aren't that probably that quality of a – but it still sets up like a state tournament run.
Yeah, I guess the one thing that makes it more difficult is that you do have school all day. So that's going to be kind of a pain. Not that you shouldn't go to school, but
good point.
They're gonna be at Giltner with Giltner people for about 72 hours straight. Other than when they get to go home, go to bed. So that'll add a different dimension to it. But you know, Overton has to play 4 games, so you know, it's a challenge for everybody. You know, but it's a special opportunity to get to play in this tournament. You know, it's only really good teams there, and get the Giltner name out, and hopefully we can represent our school well and our community well.
I think the name's out there, and just a little bit more about Overton. Obviously, a lot's going to be made about the Olmstead-Ott matchup. Will you try and match them up against each other, or have your scouting report give us a little insight to that? Even though you still got 2 games ahead, obviously with us broadcasting all the Heartland Hoops Classic, we want to know your scouting report for that game.
Well, you know, Went and watched him play the FKC game last night, and you know, Olmstead's not down where Drew's out there a lot. He's out there, and he's a really good shooter, and Drew probably won't get to guard him very much. You know, if that matchup happens, it'll happen. Drew's a quality enough athlete to be on the perimeter. It's just not where we like to have him. So, you know, we'll have another senior Trevor Poppin probably try to guard him if we come out man or whatever we decide. But you know, they're 2 guys that can score a lot of points. They just do it in a lot of different ways.
How many dunks this year's Ott have?
He doesn't have as many as what he wants. He always wants more dunks, but he had a few nice ones against Dorchester, and it's hard to forget the one he had in the first round of the state tournament. That's one of the best dunks I've seen in D2. So,
well, not only was it a great dunk, it woke us up.
I wish we could hold everyone to 9 points in 3 quarters, but yeah, that was more of a football game than I think anybody wanted.
Well, Matt, hopefully we get a chance to talk quite a bit more here over the next month as you guys make another run towards a state championship. Congratulations to you and the kids, and don't let Olmstead post up Kreitz, because that could be trouble for Ethan.
We look forward to the challenge, so Ethan will give us what he can do in the post if that's what happens.
Well, we'll look forward to more excitement. Matt, best of luck. Thanks for the time.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet. Matt Drew, Giltner Hornets, they are going through a great run over there. They have had a lot of good lady over there with a lot of years that they've done very well, especially in volleyball. The boys are having a great run right now, especially in football and basketball. And so some very, very good athletes at Giltner High School. And that's the one that tips it off. 9 a.m. We'll continue our Heartland Hoops preview throughout the week here.
Douglas, can you riddle 14-5 as a second division team as far as the tier, as far as the groupings go? And so is 10-9.
Well, they're above 500. They're between 75% and 50%.
Okay.
Because now we're into 4 tiers, not 3. It used to be 3.
Okay.
0 to 33, 34 to 66, I believe, and 67 to a perfect 100. And now it's into quarters. So
I was saying, okay.
Yeah, it's not perfect. It's not perfect by any means, and what makes it worse is when you play the same team 3 or 4 times, and you may account for 3 or 4 of their wins or 3 or 4 of their losses. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Switch our attention to wrestling. Kearney High's Tom McCann when we come back.
Hey, Golic.
Yes, Greeny.
I was just on CapitalOneCup.com checking the Capital One Cup standings.
Oh, yeah? Who's in the lead now?
UCLA is up on the women's side after winning the volleyball championship and a top-10 finish in soccer.
Way to go, Bruins. Who's leading on the men's side?
Tight race. Alabama, North Dakota State, North Carolina. Three-way tie after the fall championships.
Wow. So with two more seasons of college sports, it sounds like any school could make a run at the trophy and a combined $400,000 in scholarships.
That's right. Don't forget, fans can vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance of the Week at ESPN.com/CapitalOneCup.
Gentlemen, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and you're looking for a secret weapon. You know, a page from the back of the playbook to give you an edge? Well, this is it. A beautiful and delicious fresh fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements is sure to sweep her off her feet. And you can even dip the fruit in chocolate. Don't buy the same old flowers or box chocolate. She'll see that coming from miles away. Score huge points with delicious fruit and sumptuous chocolate starting at just $25. Order now, visit a store, call 1-877-DO-FRUIT, or go to ediblearrangements.com. Edible Arrangements, happiness is always in season.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As cloudy conditions continue through the day today, we'll see some flurries and snow showers around the area as well, as temperatures hold steady in the 20s and north winds stay gusty at 12 to 25. Tonight, temperatures fall to 6 above. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 25.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Cadillac Buick, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Folks, if you didn't know, they are on Facebook, and they give you details on when you can win prizes. Every once in a while, they got a little trivia question up there with a little Tuesday trivia for you, which we'll have coming up as well from Troutman's. But be a friend of theirs on Facebook, and you'll find out even more about the great deals. In this day and age, you can't find out more. Too many ways to save money, can you? Midway's got it for you. The Midway Auto Group always has great new and pre-owned deals you've been looking for. How about a service coupon? Midway Auto Group dealership service all makes and models. You can get on their website and start saving as well for service coupons. And they'll get you in and out of the Mopar for just 30 minutes, less than 30 minutes in the quick lube. It's all right there at the Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and at Think Midway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox here, because I knew we'd be getting these, and I'm sure we'll have more as time progresses, but very rarely do you talk to a guy, no matter what the job is, that has been doing it for 45 years, 42 at one place, like Kearney wrestling coach Tom McCann. This email says, "Coach McCann is a great man and a great coach. I'm sad to see him step down. Very few people are as dedicated to their sport and to helping students find a right path as he has. I wish him the best and appreciate all he has done." And Tom McCann, Kearney High wrestling coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Good morning, Doug.
We're glad to have you on the program. And I talked to you last week when this all kind of broke out there, and you guys had to make your decision what to do from a school standpoint. This isn't a coaching standpoint move, because I know you'd do this until you couldn't get that pair of sneakers back on your feet. But now everybody knows about it, and it I guess interviews like us, newspaper, television, everywhere you go for the next 2-3 weeks now, everybody's going to be asking you about that. What kind of a distraction is it to you and the team as you try to get ready for districts and state?
Well, I try to put it in the back of my mind and, avoid it as much as possible, because this time of the year, I don't think the focus should be on the coaching staff. It needs to be on the kids preparing for the district tournament and the state meet, and that's what we're trying to focus on.
Coach, the school part of it, was it that you had to make the decision and you just couldn't coach next year? Is that right?
Well, that's part of it. You know, it just felt like this was the time. I don't think there's ever a good time if you love something you're doing, and I'm in a good situation. You know, I love the Kearney Bearcats. I love what I'm doing, but for me, this just seemed to be the right time. Things are going real smoothly. Kids are great to work with, and it just seemed like this was the right time.
Tom McCann joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're still having great success there, even with a squad this year that had to see quite a few new faces. Tom, how do you think the season has went as you get ready for districts?
Well, you know, it's gone pretty well for us. We've lost a couple of duels when we had some kids that were injured. We lost three of our starters due to injuries, and we've struggled a little bit in the upper weights, but kids are responding real well. We've got some tough lightweights, and it's just it's been a good year. We're 17-4 in duels. We've won 5 tournaments. We repeated as conference champions, and we've been second in 2 other tournaments. So losing 8 seniors last year, that I think they won 11 medals for us at state and had over 33 wins each. So that was quite a loss. But the kids this year, they're improving and they're working hard. And as I said, it's just a great group of kids to work with.
Tom, you're going to continue to get more and more questions about in 42 years, who's the best wrestler, who's the top 3 or 4 you've coached. But you've got a young man right now going to win his 3rd title this year, and it looks like you should get that done. And then obviously everybody wants to know, well, shouldn't you hang on one more year to get the elusive 4-timer in Hunter?
Well, you know, my high school coach, he talked with me, and he said, well, he said, you hang on there, and then you'll want to hang on for some other kid. And he said, there's always somebody.
Yeah.
And, it'd be nice. But, there's 13 other kids on the team, and every one of those kids you'd like to hang on, see them do well, win a state title.
Tom McCann's with us here as we get ready for districts this weekend. Kearney's hosting, Kearney Catholic's hosting, Grand Island's hosting, Elm Creek's hosting. There's going to be a lot of buses, I think, in Kearney for some of the overnighters on Friday. Talk about your district and how it stacks up. You guys are the favorite. Of course, if you're ranked 3rd in the state, you're going to be the favorite in most districts. So talk about how things look for your team going into Saturday.
Well, hopefully we can get back Tyler Gillen. You know, he suffered a mild concussion a week ago. And it looks like he'll be able to start working out today a little bit, and hopefully he'll pass the concussion testing, and they're pretty strict on that now. And if we can get him back in the lineup, there's some more possible points. But Omaha Central comes in with 6 rated guys. They're pretty tough. Bias has some good people. We know Columbus has a tremendous heavyweight, one of the best in the state. Fremont has some good people. Every team comes in with some good wrestlers, and every tournament has different dynamics depending on what weights people are at. So we just hope they beat each other up and leave the Bearcats alone, and we can get our 5 or 6 guys in the finals and win that thing.
Tom, is there one or two? Give me 2 weight classes that'll be the toughest to win at this tournament.
I would say 132 looks pretty tough. 138 looks pretty solid. Well, 126 is really a solid weight class too. Those lower weights, there's some tough people in there from 120 up through 138. They've got some real solid wrestlers with Wells from Omaha Central. He's tough, and state runner-up, I believe, last year. And, yeah, you know, there's just some tough people in there. So It's not going to be an easy chore, but depending on how things fall and how well we compete, I think we have a shot.
Tom, did the new weight classifications this year, now that the season has finished up regular season, why have they made any difference, or did you notice it much?
Oh, we noticed it a lot because they added an upper weight, and that's generally where kids, for some reason, in the state of Nebraska, well, all over the nation, there's a lot of complaints going on because now you have to find another big guy, and you know, they're the ones that generally, after the first week, they drop out of the sport. It's the little guys that hang on and grow 10, 12 pounds a year, and you know, they start out at 115 and end up a 145 pounder for you. So, but a lot of tournaments we've gone to haven't had everybody at 182 or 195.
Tom McCann is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, talking about Bearcat Wrestling. He will be stepping down, but I guess let's take this to the next step. You're not going away, Tom. I know that you want to get back into the sport for every coach, and we've seen this a lot anymore with the way things are structured out there. You got to kind of do one thing, set out for a little while, and we've seen, especially in basketball, a lot of coaches come back, and it might be at a different school, and it'll be hard to imagine you wearing different colors besides the blue and gold, but what does the future hold for you?
Well, you know, I'm not really planning that far ahead. Right now I'm just trying to, like I said, think about this weekend, and I really haven't looked into the future.
Tom, obviously, we go back to when we started out asking about the different dynamics of this team, and you said losing eight seniors. You don't have leadership coming back. You got Hunter, you know, it's won some matches for you. But when you got all those young kids, does that take more out of a coach that's been around a while, or does it re-energize you a little bit?
Well, actually, we've had some good leadership this year. Brady Donahoe, a senior at 220, he's doing a nice job for us, and you know, he's one of those silent guys that just, through his work ethic, shows leadership. And Alec Regnos at 132, he's been a workhorse for us, really worked hard. And, of course, Hunter Bamford, he's another one of those guys just through plugging away, and he's really turned the corner and is working real hard. So, you know, we've got some kids that are working hard in the room, and everybody else tends to follow that.
Well, you got some good kids that are doing some really good things. And, Tom, also your longtime assistant, Denny Miller, is going to retire with you. Talk about, I mean, your whole staff. The email that we got to read at the beginning, I hear that all the time. It's almost coaches that have done such great jobs, and I think you can put this into a Tom Osborne era. Anytime I talk to an ex-Husker football player from our area, it's about the things that were done off the field. And so many kids say, if it hadn't been for Coach McCann and the staff, the wrestling coaches, I would have been in some major trouble. I mean, when I say major trouble, I'm talking with the law, dropping out of school. Kearney Wrestling has been well-respected across the state as not only a great program, but bringing a kid in that would have never thought about wrestling and turning them into a champion and turning them into great young men.
Well, there's no doubt I've had great staff support, and the guys that are working with me, they love the sport and they do it the right way. And I've been blessed with guys that have wanted to stay around. And I think we have three on the staff that are former Bearcats. And if they've worn the blue and gold, they know what it's all about. And I think they come from three different decades. Of course, Jed Doberstein, he's been with the program 13 years. And then Scotty Blaschko, I believe this is his third year. And then we have Von Alavi. He's out of the 80s. He's been with us his ninth year, I believe, this year.
Well, I know your brother's not doing a whole lot. Are you going to write a book? Maybe he can help you.
I don't know.
Tom, other people will ask you this question, too. Will you have a say or will you have a hand in who the next coach for the Bearcats is?
I've given them some suggestions. They asked, and I gave them a few names, but some of those people might not even be interested. But I'm sure they'll come up with somebody that's a genuine Matt Rat that loves the sport and will do a great job.
Who were the names you gave them?
Yeah, I'd rather not say.
Well,
but there are a lot of people out there that I respect in the sport, in this state and other states, that are doing a great job with young people. And, there's just a lot of people. And you know, I come into contact with a lot of great coaches, and there are a lot of great coaches in this state that work real hard with young people, and those are the kind of people that I admire, because it takes a lot of time. It's not a sport that doesn't take a commitment. You have to be dedicated, and you have to spend a lot of time in the off season taking kids to summer camps, summer tournaments, and I think that's where the big gains come from in the off season.
Well, Tom, obviously, we'll get a chance to chat quite a bit here over the next 2 weeks. Got the wrestling rally on Sunday. You guys helped form that, start it, and have been a part of it every year. Of course, the district's final home meet for now for you and the coaching staff. And so that's Saturday. We'll have all the folks get up there that they can. We'll talk to you again on Sunday. We'll see you in Omaha. And, again, best of luck. And after all this, thanks so much for the time and making our wrestling coverage what it is here.
Well, thank you, Doug, and all the work that you guys do for wrestling.
Take care, Tom. We'll see you Sunday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Tom McCann, the head wrestling coach at Kearney High School. You don't see that very often. I mean, Dan Moore stepped down. He was retired for a little bit. I remember Buck at the Hub wrote an article. We had Richmond step down over at Elm Creek. We had the coach at Alma. God, it slips my mind right now. Galen stepped down, and then you had Coach Moore step down, and heck, Tom's been at it longer than any of them.
42 years, same 45 place, 45 overall, 42. Total.
Oh.
Where was he at for the other three?
He was in Colorado. He went to school out there. He went to college out there, and now it's time to step aside. But again, I'm very confident that we will see Tom McCann helping wrestling again. Maybe it won't be immediately at the high school level. I told him, you know what all ex-players and coaches do? They become broadcasters. We'll take a break back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Hi, it's The Herd. Being able to attach a face to a name is important. It enhances our relationships, the way we do business. Unfortunately, meeting all your clients and colleagues in person, these days it's almost impossible. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. I've used it. It's incredible. It lets you meet face-to-face from anywhere in the world. You're in Santa Barbara. I'm in Albany, New York. Hey, we're in the same room. Quit playing with your tie. I can see it. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in a group HD video. That's it. You can see your attendees eye to eye. And I mean, it's clear. You'll feel instantly connected, even if you're thousands of miles apart. Plus, GoToMeeting is easy to set up, simple to use. I used it recently and couldn't believe the clarity of picture. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners get it free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code Colin. You need face-to-face time to seal the deal. GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
We're revamping and ramping up Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hy-Vee Listener Rewards Club at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Join and get 500 points.
And that's when I kissed.
Get another 100 for signing up for mobile rewards. Start accumulating points because we've got some MMA tickets coming on board soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
At ESPNSuperstation.com.
As cloudy conditions continue through the day today, we'll see some flurries and snow showers around the area as well, as temperatures hold steady in the 20s and north winds stay gusty at 12 to 25. Tonight, temperatures fall to 6 above. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 25.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Tomorrow on the program, UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald. He's been cranking out some big stories the last couple of weeks of Big Ten and their playoff possibilities.
Ideas.
Yeah, their ideas on what they want to do with a BCS playoff formula. His sit down with Bo Pelini, 15 minutes turned into an hour and a half. So there you go. We'll talk with him tomorrow on the show as well. Later in the week, we've got more wrestling as we get ready for districts, more basketball as we get ready for the Heartland Hoops Classic, and we'll fill in with everything else that's going on in the world of sports. But right now, it is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. 3776. That is the phone number if you would like to be a part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on today's program. So Daddy's got questions. I think they're going to be hard today. So be prepared, folks. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Bill from Kearney.
Bill, today, since football's over, we're asking basketball questions. Tony, the question is,
Thad Matta from Ohio State has his 12th straight 20-win season. He's been at Ohio State 8 years, by the way, but to start a career.
So he's coached 12 years.
Right.
He's won at least 20 games every year.
Only this coach, only this active coach, has that many to start a career.
So, Bill, this active coach and Thad Matta, the only two coaches to win 20 games in their first 12 seasons. Who is it?
Jim Boeheim.
Whoa, great guess, but that's incorrect. Thanks.
God, that is a great guess. I've always kind of thought, I was trying to think, where was the established program that somebody took over at?
Who are we chatting with?
Hey, fellas, it's Derek. How you doing?
What's going
on,
man?
Hey, D-Man.
Good Lord.
Yeah, good to hear your voices. I finally got through. I know how it is, though. You guys send an employee out the door and then won't let him get through on the phone line. All right.
You're blocked! Oh, God, I'm just have you wised up that you might know the answer to this question?
I've got a guess, but it's probably not right.
Derek,
am I going with the NCAA basketball here?
Yeah, yep. Same question.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tom Izzo.
Tom Izzo is incorrect. Another great guess, though.
Yeah, it is.
I'll see you guys.
See you, Derek.
Try back, guys. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Thad Matta, head coach.
Ohio State, they're 20-3 to start the year.
Thad Matta has coached in the NCAA men's basketball ranks for 12 years. He's won 20 games at least every year. Only one other active coach has done that. Who is it? Who are we chatting with?
Andy,
do you have an answer?
I'm going to guess Jim Calhoun.
It is not Jim Calhoun, but another great guess.
Oh, I just wonder how long it's going to be before we have to give a clue. I'm going to give a clue right now so people don't have to waste it. It's not Mike Krzyzewski, and it's not Roy Williams, okay? So it's not those two. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
John.
John, do you have a guess for us?
Bill Self.
It is not Bill Self, but another good guess.
See, I don't think he got the 20 right away at Tulsa, did he? I think he's been on a roll everywhere else.
In Illinois, even?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I'm not positive on that, but I think so. Let's stay with the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? Oh, there's nobody there. We're chatting with high school basketball tonight. Adams Central St. Cecilia on 1230 KHAS. Kearney Catholic Centura on Classic Hits. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brad.
Brad, do you have a guess for us?
I'm going to guess Calipari.
It is not. It is not Calipari.
But I never even thought of that one. But that's incorrect. Good guess. But you know what? He's kind of on the right track. There's your first clue. Kind of on the right track.
I think you got to say Toby Keith. Think Toby Keith.
What? That has nothing to do with Toby Keith.
That's a hint.
That's not even the name of the song. I know it's a line in one of his 70 songs. That's terrible. The question's good. Just leave it at that. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Bill again to take another shot at it.
Bill, give us another shot. Same question.
How about Billy Donovan?
It's not Billy Donovan at Florida. Gosh, I would not have came up with about three of these names. Billy Donovan would have been one of them.
And the obvious hint would be too big a hint. So I'm trying to think of a mediocre hint. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Dean.
Do you have a guess for us? This is the only active coach besides Thad Matta that has won at least 20 games his first 12 seasons.
I'm going to try Rick Pitino.
It's not Rick Pitino.
Not Rick Pitino, because at Providence it took him a while to get things going. 888-455-ESPN. Let's stay with it. Who are we chatting with?
Keith.
Do you have a guess for us, Keith?
Gary Williams.
It's not Gary Williams in Maryland. Well, he's not active anymore.
Yeah, so, yeah, this coach is currently active, although that was a
one year removed.
A couple years ago. Is he on the? Do they have him on the list of all the other people? No. Let's go to let's stay with the phone lines. We're doing Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Kevin.
Kevin, you got a guess?
Tubby Smith?
It's not Tubby Smith.
Not Tubby Smith. No. No, it's not. I don't have a good clue here. I'm working on it. I don't want to give the conference. I don't want to give the area of the country.
I don't want to talk about facial hair.
Here's one clue. This coach has never won a national championship. There's a clue for you. This coach has also never won a national championship. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Hang up and then dial the operator.
Well, she's wrong. That's not right
either.
No,
that's
not
incorrect.
Hang up. God, I remember when we used to have producers on this show. let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
It's Andy again.
Andy, you got a guess for us.
Is it Rick Barnes?
It's not Rick Barnes of Texas.
And he's definitely not one, but I like that. I'll take that as the dig that it is. Folks, give us a try. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Again, our question on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. With the latest win by Ohio State, they now have 20 this season.
That 20 and 3.
That means Thad Matta has won at least 20 games in the first 12 years of his coaching career. Only one other active coach can say that. Who is it? Let's go back to the phone lines. What's your guess?
Is it John Calipari?
No.
No.
It is not John Calipari. Try back. Daddy, this is so tough. This is very tough. It's very tough. What kind of a clue can we give? We said he didn't win a national championship. Let's have another guess. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dan from Grand Island.
Dan, you got a guess? You don't even have to be a guess if it's right.
Lon Kruger?
It is not Lon Kruger.
No, not Lon Kruger. He also, I don't think, has won a national championship. Let's stay with the phone lines. What's your guess?
Kelly. And is it Jamie Dixon?
It's not Jamie Dixon.
Jamie Dixon, no. Try back. I don't think Jamie's been a coach that long, has he?
Probably hasn't.
Let's keep guessing, folks. What's your guess on the Doug and Daddy Troutman's Trivia for today? Let's go back to the phone lines. Who you got?
Kelvin Sampson.
It's not Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah, he's not coaching now either, I don't think.
Coaching.
So active coach, folks.
He's selling phone cards.
He's active. This other coach is coaching, and he has not won a national championship. Those are more clues. What's your guess?
This is Dan from Grand Island. How about Dana Altman?
Not Dana Altman. No, good guess.
Good guess.
It's a sneaky one there. It's a sneaky one. Once again, though, with the Dana Altman guess, I'll say you're very, very warm. Let's go back to the phone lines. What's your guess?
Hi, how about Ben Howland?
It's not Ben Howland.
Daddy, this is so tough. Let's stay with the phone lines. We've given all these clues. He's won 20 games in a row the first 12 seasons. He's an active coach. He hasn't won the national championship. West of the Mississippi will be the next clue. And let's go back to the phone lines. What's your guess?
Ben Howland, UCLA.
Not Ben Howland.
Nope, not Ben Howland. Try back. That sounded familiar. 888-455-ESPN. Keep on guessing. What's your guess, caller? 888-455-3776. What's your guess?
Mike McDermott.
Not Mike McDermott. Try back, folks. Although, again, that's a pretty good guess considering who the correct answer is. Let's stay on the phone lines. What's your guess?
Is it Doug McDermott?
They just guessed Doug McDermott. You want to guess another one?
Doc Sadler.
Atta baby. No, he was close. Try back, folks. 888-455-ESPN. Daddy?
It's tough, but I don't know. If you give him more than that, it's going to be a relatively easy one. Who are we speaking with?
Sean.
Sean, what's your guess?
Utah State, Stu Morrill.
Stu Morrill is an excellent coach, but is not correct.
I will say that this...
Much more famous than Stu Morrill.
Well, not much more, but more famous. I mean, I've never heard of Stu Morrill. You'll know the name.
This is very recognizable.
Oh, yeah. I just don't know about much more. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
He's 10 times more popular and more famous than Stu Morrill.
Okay, let's get another guess. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dustin.
What's your guess?
Mark Few.
That's right! The show is over. Get us out of here. Mark Few of Gonzaga.
Hold on the line.
Winner. Hold on the line. Jeff will get your information. And there you go. Mark Few has done it.
That's the only other active coach right now. Mark Few from Gonzaga. So we had a lot of guests, and that was finally the correct one.
Well, $25 going out. Thanks to everyone that called in. We always have fun with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia or whenever we do crazy stuff like that. We want to thank Kearney Wrestling Coach Tom McCann for joining us on the program today. Giltner Boys Basketball Coach in Matt Drew, which rhymes with Mark Few. He was with us on the program today. The defending state champions. Among our guests tomorrow, Tom Chitello of the Omaha World Herald, Loper Link with UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, and a whole lot more. Again, congratulations to all the basketball conference champions from yesterday. And we get back into high school hoops tonight. There's plenty of it out there, so go enjoy a great game.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. See you 23 hours from now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.